Mix 94.5 with Taylor Swift, 24 after 7. Lisa and Pete here. No Lisa this morning, off sick. She'll be back tomorrow, and we're doing it for Clezy, Matt and Kimber. They will be back on Monday after they finish up on holidays. And we're here for Woolworths. A lady put $25,000 in a cushion, gave it away to charity, didn't know about it. Tell you more after 7:30, and we'll ask you, what did you give or throw away that you just weren't meant to? Yeah, and I might add, not a senator as well, so this might be a short chat. Hayden Ballantyne, g'day, mate.
Good morning. I probably could run for politics. I'd do a better job than most in there, I reckon.
Yeah, well, you're the mayor of Mandurah already, aren't you?
I might run for that. That'd be nice.
That'd be a really good start.
How's the morning slot treating you? Good, nice early morning slot?
Look, mate, it was good until the newborn decided it would be a good idea to scream from 9 o'clock last night till 4 o'clock this morning.
You'll be able to pay her back when she's 18. He's 18.
I can't wait. Now, you've got a couple of young kids, and then having to put the training on top of that as well. How did you go? You got any tips?
No, I was pretty lucky. We had Avery during preseason, so I had a couple of weeks off during preseason. Just ran at home, but
perfect.
No, we're very lucky. She started sleeping when she was five weeks old. She slept through the whole night, so it was good.
Jeez, I hate you. Don't say things like that. Hey, mate, you've just rocked up to training. Is Hayden Ballantyne? Not Hayden Ballantyne. Of course you are. Is Michael Barlow there? And how's his finger?
He'll be inside. I haven't gone inside yet, but he'll be in there. He's still pretty swollen, but it's come along really well. It's unbelievable how quick such a good job a surgeon can do, because it's healing really quickly. So, I'm not sure if he's playing yet. The team hasn't been decided, but he might be training today and see how he goes.
Fantastic. I did see the other day, actually, a fan brought a surfboard, a purple surfboard with the number 7 for Nat Fyfe to sign. Have you ever had anything, now I'm going to say weird, it's not that weird, but I'm going to say weird to sign. Has a fan ever brought anything weird to sign to you?
A friend of mine, his dad asked me to sign his pool table.
Pool table?
He's got a big purple pool table and he asked me to sign it, but not just a little signature, like across the whole pool table. So it's like a 7-foot pool table and I had to go across the whole thing. So that was probably the strangest thing I've had to sign.
What did you sign it with? Did you get it out?
He just gave me a big marker pen and he just... said, go your hardest, do it as big as you can. So I went right across the whole thing.
You know you're going to have to do that in another 6 months when the balls end up rubbing all that stuff off.
Well, we actually went over there not long ago and half it's rubbed. I was faded a bit, so I'll have to give a bit of fresh ink.
Now it just says baller. Hey, mate, TIO Stadium, you're up there as we speak. You're taking on Melbourne. I never thought this year I would be looking at the form guide and going, Melbourne in 10th, Fremantle Dockers in 16th. How do you think you'll go this weekend?
We'll find out in a couple of days. We're preparing as best we can. We're going to have to hydrate really hard because it's going to be 30-something degrees up there, which will be a nice change, a nice warm heat. But, we'll get up there and give it everything we've got. We played pretty well up there 2 years ago and beat Melbourne. So on form, we go all right up there. So we'll see what happens.
Good stuff, mate. Well, thanks for the chat. Thanks for jumping on and all the best for this weekend.
Thanks, Pete.
Hayden Ballantyne there from the Fremantle Dockers. Mix 94.5, 28 away from 7. News and traffic is next.